Thank you, Jackie, and good morning, everyone. Good morning on this bright, beautiful South African morning. I trust you all had a good weekend. I'm told I'm not allowed to talk about the cricket at all, otherwise someone will throw something at me. Yeah, there was a bit of a winter chill in the air. I don't know whether you noticed it. It seems to me the winter is fast upon us. But enough about the weather and the forward-looking statement. Let's move on. The world has changed remarkably since we last had a presentation of this nature. It is a storm. It's not business as usual. And nor will our presentation be the usual presentation. What Christine and I will endeavor to do is to make the following 6 points. I know you're only supposed to have 3 points in a good speech, but there are two of us, so forgive me for 6 points this morning. First of those is, we've had a good first half of the financial year. But, and this is a big but, markets have deteriorated, both in terms of price significantly, less so in terms of volume, but some of our chemicals businesses are taking strain in terms of volume as well. Secondly, we are trimming the ship to suit the conditions. We're taking decisive actions to conserve cash. This is not the time to be running around to the banks where there's very little liquidity available to be funding your growth projects. So, conserving cash. Third point is that Sasol is in a solid position because of the cash conservation mode that we're in, but also because of the prudent decisions we made in the past regarding the structuring of our balance sheet. We have a strong balance sheet. Not many companies here or anywhere in the world, similar to ourselves, can talk about a 2% gearing in these times. So we stand strong. Fourthly, our value proposition is intact. Yes, of course, there's a slump in the short term. But medium to long term, governments will want to use our technology to use on their resources to produce transportation fuel for their countries. We know this because we talk to them. The interest is still there. The value proposition is intact. Fifthly, and very importantly, we have the cash. We have the cash to support our existing businesses. We have the cash to support a healthy pipeline of projects. And we have the cash to continue with the funding of our big pre-feasibility and feasibility studies on our large strategic growth projects. And then lastly, we have the strategy. We have skilled, committed people. We have the cash. And we have the determination to successfully navigate through the storm. And the strategy that has taken us through previous cycles, through previous storms, Asian crises, strong rands, weak rands, high oil, low oil, we've been through them all and we've been through them successfully. And we provided exceptional growth during those periods as well. And I'm quite sure the strategy is going to take us through the current storm. We'll take care, as you see, of our foundation businesses, our existing businesses. We'll take care of our people, and we'll use our technology to provide sustainable, long-term, quality growth. And the strategy has delivered in the short term too, as Christine will be telling you a bit about in a moment. But we see their operating profit up 53%. Interim cash dividends of 2.50 rand, and we'll discuss that in a moment. Important signal on dividends, though, is to note that we've indicated that our dividend policy of 2.5 times cover to 3.5 times cover remains intact for the full year dividend. What we have also signaled, though, in addition, is that we are considering a capitalization award or a stock dividend for the final dividend. Gearing 2%, as I mentioned, new capacity, as you can see from the slide, kicking in, Aria, Oryx, bringing us additional production volumes. So a good half. And what this financial economic turmoil is demonstrating is that we have a couple of positive fundamentals about Sasol. We have this healthy foundation of existing businesses that are pretty robust even in trying conditions. We have a great growth plan, pipeline of projects. Some of our growth projects, and I must pause for a moment at Oryx, are doing very well, I'm delighted to say. Oryx is always, it is so important to our future plans that we must talk a little about it. Oryx, for the 6 months, did an average of 22,000 barrels a day. It did for the month of December, Leon tells me, 26,000 barrels a day. And I'm very happy to report, and you'll appreciate, many of you, that I have a personal interest in this, and with the teething problems at Oryx, I was going to say I lost a bit of hair, but my hair falls out. I was going to say my hair turned grey, but it falls out, it seems to me, before it turns grey. But I'm very happy to report that Oryx is really doing well, and on single days, we've reached up to 36,000 barrels a day. I think yesterday, if I'm correct, Leon, I did something like 32,000 barrels a day. So it's doing well. Delighted about that. So the growth is intact. And matters of sustainability, if we look at the right-hand column there, are very important to us. We know they're key to our value proposition. I'm not going to focus on them today particularly, perhaps just to highlight that we've created a whole new division within Sasol called New Energy. It is an accumulation of businesses that focuses specifically on low carbon transportation energy sources for the future. So it's not business as usual. And we have to take these extraordinary measures to conserve our cash, to stay on course. And we're going through the full menu of things, from cutting costs to freezing external recruitment to working on working capital. We suspended the buyback program for many months now. We've lowered our targeted gearing range. And we're reducing CapEx, reducing the CapEx spend, as we announced this morning. And perhaps we need to pause and just think about the philosophy behind all of this. And the way we think about it is that we don't know how long or how deep this turmoil is going to be. We're not expecting oil prices to improve in any way substantial in the next couple of years. So we've developed a scenario going forward based on our assumptions of what might happen. And based on that scenario, it's absolutely imperative to conserve as much cash as we consider prudent, but to be flexible. And that's informed the fairly drastic reduction in our projected capital spend over the next couple of years, but also decisions around our dividend policy. But flexibility is important here. So we will, as we see things improve, we'll be able to ramp up pretty quickly. And you'll appreciate there's an asymmetric risk about this. If you're too bullish, as many companies have been too bullish on assumptions, you very rapidly run out of cash, and that has huge consequences. On the other hand, if you're too conservative, you miss out on opportunities. But the downside risk of being too bullish is far greater than the risk of missing out on a number of opportunities. So that's the way we think about it, and that's why we're taking the approach that we have. But despite this fairly significant reduction in capital, the key message of this slide is that we have a very full project pipeline, and it's moving forward. I must, of course, add that we've only just made this announcement around CapEx. We're still busy with the exercise of reprioritization. There may be adjustments to the schedule. One or two of these might even come off the list. We don't know. We're busy with the finalization of those decisions at the moment. But it is important to say and to repeat that our strategic long-term growth projects, the big ones, we are all continuing with the pre-investment in those, as Christine will also tell you. So if we move on to the idea stage and pre-feasibility, I think they're all pretty familiar to you. Some very good news for today, though, is that the India CTL moves from the idea stage to the right there into the pre-feasibility stage. And that's because of news that we've had in the last few days that we've been awarded the very coal block that we applied for against 21 other competitive bids. So we're delighted with that news. So we can get on with that project now. We're very happy with our partners, Tata Sons, and particularly Ratan Tata, an old friend of ours, who was very instrumental in helping us get this coal block. So great progress there. As far as Maphuta is concerned, Benny is here, and I'm sure there'll be questions for him, and he can tell you about the progress that we're making there. Equally, Leon, I'm sure, would like to talk to you about Uzbekistan GTL in question time, but those are just signals that things are moving ahead. Under the Mozambican exploration offshore, we found gas, as we announced fairly recently. We're delighted with that, obviously. But it is offshore, so there's a lot of additional testing that's required to prove up the commerciality of that particular find, and that's going to take us the better part of this year. So looking healthy in that part of the pipeline. If we move on to those in feasibility and implementation, you'll see there some activity on the mining side. These are mines to sustain supply into our coal business, into our factories, and into our export business. China CTL is the big one there, of course. And that is proceeding nicely, and the feasibility will be completed early in financial 2010. If I can move on to Secunda Growth there, a little bit more to the right. We've, as previously announced, rejigged that project now. It now produces a little less fuel, about 3% fuel rather than the 4%, but more electricity, and that will come in now in 2012. Skravis GTL is on track for start-up in 2011, and so good progress is being made there too. Those in production, Oryx we've spoken about, we'll be taking that one off the project list for the future. Aria, the polymers facility also in the Middle East, has been a huge success. It really has been a huge success. This is world-class performance by any standard budget schedule, whichever other measure you choose to have. So the key message here is the project pipeline is intact, it's moving forward, and this is going to ensure the growth of Sasol into the longer term future. If I can move on to the last of the building blocks, we've covered foundation, we've covered growth. On sustainability, there are many important things to talk about. As I mentioned earlier, this is a critical area for us. It's very important to our value proposition. We realize that. Safety is one of the important aspects, and we see that particularly in this country. And I'm happy to report on the progress that we've made. We're now broadly in a world-class category, but we're certainly not resting there. We're going to continue with this until we further reduce the level of incidents towards our target of zero harm. And then in summary, before I hand over to Christine, let me say that we've had a good half. Markets have deteriorated. They're probably going to stay that way for a while. Sasol is in a solid position. We have a strong balance sheet. We're conserving cash. Our value proposition is intact. And we have a good set of foundation businesses and a great pipeline for future growth. With that, thank you, Christine.